Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what Tyler typed in, so I'll say it.
Looking at it right now, and I have totally forgotten what
our
I put
good,
in there.
Our good pals.
That's tight, Tyler.
That's tight, Tyler. Our good pals at Westwood 1. And, hey, folks, Tyler's on the roll now. 5 for 5 last night on T-Mill's Best Bets.
Peter!
And trust me, when we know Tyler's doing good is when we get that text message. And we got that text message late last night, and I'll just say – there was a lot of green. He went more than 5 for 5, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, hey, before I got married, I used to love waking up to text messages. I wake up to text messages now, it's 99.9% Tyler.
And see, listen,
and you're
I know.
I mean, back in the day, it was beautiful. Well, what'd I miss out on? What was going on?
I ain't going to put Tyler.
Now it's Tyler.
I ain't going to put Tyler's business out there. But I'm going to tell you this. One of the things I was thinking was, damn, Tyler had a good night. And then the other thing I was thinking is, boy, there was a lot riding on that. There was a lot of action. There was a lot of it. Just, there's a
big
there,
slate.
There was a big slate. Like, all my mind I could think is if that going the other way.
I mean,
here's the beauty of T-Mill's best. The beauty of T-Mill's best.
That was a long text. A long list.
The beauty of T-Mill's best bets is you can let him weather the storm. And then when he gets hot, you can pick a couple that tickle your fancy a little bit. Not that you always gonna win them, but at least you can let him ride the wave and then you catch it at the high point.
Yeah. Listen, Tyler gets hot. It's usually 5, 6, 7. It may be a good week plus. Tyler gets hot. So if you want to jump on that bandwagon, T Mill's best bets coming up in just a bit. And always, if you're late, he has some posted at. At his Twitter, T-Mill Real.
With one L, T-Mill Real Deal.
All right, that's coming up here in just a bit. All right, Clint, you brought that up. Like, you think that is something that continues. See, I'm a little skeptical on that. I do – that's one of the big things that I am really intrigued to watch when they go up and play Seattle Monday night after the bye week is they rush for – almost 130 yards, 35 carries, right? They had the ability to stick to it.
Yeah.
35 carries against the Titans, and they rushed for almost 130 yards and multiple touchdowns. They had 167 yards on 35 carries against the Ravens. That is something that I don't know that I believe is going to translate with these next four games of Seattle, the 49ers, the Jags, who they struggled running the ball against earlier this year. I wonder if that will translate. That one I'm intrigued to see because I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Well, I'm not 100% sure on any of them, but I do love what Cole Popovich and Nick Caley have done in that regard. It just seems to me like, you know, the receivers running routes, that wasn't nothing new. We've seen them. You know, the penalties, I think, is because you're not straining and struggling as you will when you face a better opponent. I'm not too sure about those. But when we talk about the O-line improvement, I think you can watch the game and see there was a change in what they were doing. Right? I mean, I think there is not only a change in what they're doing, it's almost like they decided to use some level of physicality in offensive line play. Right? And I don't mean that disrespectful.
You think that was the change?
I don't mean that disrespectful to them. I tell the story all the time. Wade Smith told me, I mean, it's probably 2 years ago, maybe even 3 years ago. You know, he said, Clint, you got to quit looking at this like it's when we played ball, man. I mean, these kids, from the time that they're young, they're trained a different way, and it's more of shielding than it is blocking.
Bro.
And it's they're trained a different way, so we're just not going to see it. But yet I would turn on Detroit And they're doing it like the guys in the early 2000s was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, you turn on Philly, and they're doing it like guys in the early 2000s are doing it. And so I just chalked up what was going on in Houston through a couple of different head coaches and a couple of different offensive play callers and said, okay, man, I guess it's just a change. I guess it's just the way that they play offensive line nowadays in Houston. There has been a shift the last couple of weeks. And there's been a shift in a lot of things because of the opponent. I get that. I can watch the film and see there are two guys on a double team that are pushing with everything they got, trying to pancake a defensive tackle. I can honestly say I've watched every game multiple times for 6 years,
and
I don't remember seeing that once.
I've seen Dalton Schultz try to.
That is the extreme.
Tight ends too,
now we move to the extreme part of this that really makes me feel like there's some kind of fire was lit under their ass, and it wasn't just a sorry opponent. Right?
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz and the tackles on this team. I mean, Dalton Schultz tried to run a safety 10, 15 yards down the line, down the deal.
I don't know what got into him.
Nobody's seen that. Right? You look at what Xavier Hutchinson was able to do on some of those insert himself inside the box and then lead up on the safety two different times. I mean, he was running up there and holding his own against an NFL safety. Like that's been, I mean, I've watched that happen, and I could see the receiver was scared out of his shoes before the ball was ever snapped. All of a sudden, there's a guy out there doing it like he belongs. I just do not believe that had everything to do with a weaker opponent. I think that was somebody lit a fire under somebody's ass that we're going to do things a little different, and we're going to move folks.
Yeah. No, we'll see. Because they were able to do it the fourth quarter, especially second half against the Titans. They did have some struggles, and Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best in the league.
Sure.
So he's going to be a problem, but – Seattle, I'd be sold a little bit more
And look, I'm not saying that they're going to go in there and rush for 200 yards against Seattle, but you know it as well as anybody. I mean, it's human nature. If you become a punching bag, every opponent that comes in there they're going to strike fear. They're going to strike downhill. They're going to feel a lot more comfortable about bullying you and pushing you around. The Texans have been that punching bag, I think, in how they play for a while.
Yeah.
To be completely honest with you, and it looks like They're trying to buck that trend and change their way, and I think just that simple effort. Take Dalton Schultz as the extreme example. I don't know who lit it, but Dalton Schultz is hot right now.
Yeah. All right, T-Mill's best bets. Let's get to him. He was 5 for 5 last night. He's going to go. I'm guessing a lot of Thursday night football in this thing, as opposed to playoff baseball. But let's hear it. T-Mill's best bets. What you got tonight?
Yes, sir. No better way to spend our money, get some money, than some Thursday night football, because we've been nailing it. Thursday night football lately, we're hitting like 75 or 77% of our bets for best bets right here on the drive. So I got 4 for you tonight, coming off the perfect 5 for 5 last night. Keep the heater going. Giants +8. I teased that a little bit. The line has been hovering around 7, 7.5 for the Giants taking on the Eagles. But I teased it to +8 tonight. I like the over in this one. I think it's gone up a little bit since I placed my wager, but I like anything under 43 or 44. I'm on over 39 points tonight between the Eagles and the Giants at your second bet. And then two player props real fast, one from each squad. First, a guy we've talked about a bit today, A.J. Brown. I got over 4.5 receptions for him. And then maybe my lock of the damn night and week, Young Scatabo, over 47.5 rushing yards. If it was anything under 60, I would be hammering that bet. Over 47.5 rush yards for Young Cam. Those are your four best bets.
Well, I got good news for you on that Cam Scatabo bet.
What's that?
Jalen Carter's been ruled out. He's inactive tonight.
That's big, yeah.
Damn, so I placed that before. Big,
the Cowboys ran all over them when he was out first game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that number's gone up. Tyler, what's that number at?
Ooh, I'll have to check.
Yeah, Cheryl? Check that for me, man. Get on that one. Get Cheryl on that one.
Let me tell you something. He makes more people make business decisions than I've seen in a long time. Cam Scatabo is – I said this about Brooks, British Brooks for the Texans. This dude here, he doesn't give a damn about his body. He is trying to lay people out. He, like, if he was in college, Cam should be called for targeting two or three times a game.
I see you. I see you doing it on social. Would you quit trying to get the running back in trouble?
Well, listen, Doc, I'm just telling you, man. This is
you're making it worse.
The targeting thing is ridiculous. You as a running back should be able to use the crown of your helmet to go and take off at somebody.
If somebody wants to come make contact with me, I should be able to use my head.
He does it. They get up and say, great job. A defensive player does it. Your ass is ejected for this game and the first half of the next one. Come on now. These rules together.
I see you over here trying to wussify the game even more. I see you.
No, I don't. Let's let them all be able to use it then.
By the way, Attaboo, 47 and a half.
Jalen Hurts might get it. He may get himself.
Give me 100.
Jalen might get sacked 4 or 5 times tonight. I'll be honest with you.
Nah. Eagles finna blow him out.
I'm not saying they're going to lose. I ain't going to say they ain't going to lose or they ain't going to win, but they're going to get his ass. Brian Burns is a problem and the rest of them jokers over there. All right. Again, remember, tomorrow we're in Katy at Boomer Jacks. Come hang out with us on a Football Friday. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody here who came to hang out with us, we appreciate you. I am Ron, the show. Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. And the world's all right with me. Just projector to set up on in the house, outside.
You can do what you want to
do. Do you still use the word tight?
Got to go Tuco on it sometimes, man.
Mid-30s, 40s, all of a sudden decide you want to go heavy tight. Like that just ain't.
I'm no stranger to the tight. It's regular for me.
The tight, what?
But you've been in there.
The word, Clint. Grow up, bro.
Oh, come on, man.
Thirsty Thursday. Yeah. It's not getting nasty.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you.
Angles. But make your way on out here and come on out and have a tight time.
Oh, tight, 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 yeah. The dead lies ahead
of me. Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.